45 to go in the game. Lakeland started this season off 4-0. Since then, they're 1-2, and it looks like they'll be 1-3. Two receivers left, one to the right. Spread formation. Declan McQuaid takes the snap, rolling to the right, looking to throw. Still rolling. Now he's going to pull it down. He'll turn the corner and be run out of bounds on the far side of the field. Be out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Be a short pickup, a gain of about 4 yards on the play. Second and about 6 yards to go here for Lakeland. 24-3, Wausau East with the lead. Little slim hope kept alive with that turnover for Lakeland. Trips on the left-hand side, one receiver to the right. Running back to the left of McQuaid, looking to throw. He'll fire it, and it is knocked away. Good job again by Xander Klein. Klein came in, got a hand on that pass attempt, knocked it away. It'll be third down and 6. I'm not sure whether or not you're deep in your own territory early in the fourth quarter. If you're Lakeland, if you make this 4-down territory. Down by 3 touchdowns. Back to the line of scrimmage. A gun comes Lakeland. Running back lined up to the left of the QB. Motion to the left. There's the snap. Rolling left to McQuaid. Now he pulls it down. He's going to run. Has to move 25 to the 30. Outside to the 35 and out of bounds at the 38-yard line, and he does pick up a first down. A quarterback scamper started to the left and then worked his way to the center, then all the way to the far right was McQuaid. They will say he's out of bounds at the 36, so a 14-yard gain, and the sticks are moved. The Thunderbirds will keep this drive alive. Ball on the right-hand hash. 11:26 to go, fourth quarter. Receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Motion from right to left. McQuaid, fake handoff, looks to throw, middle screen, has Burrows, 40 to the 45, to the 50, and brought down in East territory at the 48-yard line. Middle screen to Burrows, picks up 15 yards and a first down. And now late flag coming up, and I think it's going to be on East because the official is pointing at the Lumberjacks. A 16-yard middle screen to Burrows, and then there was an argument as East was looking for a penalty that didn't come, and instead of a penalty on Lakeland, it turns out it's going to be a penalty on East. But there's an injury on the field and a timeout on the field as well. So we'll take a quick timeout as well. 11:18 to go, 24-3 East over Lakeland. This is Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Are you in the game for more than your ordinary shopping experience? Visit Grand Ave Artifactory at 2312 Grand Avenue on Wausau's southeast side, where yesterday's style meets today's creativity, featuring antique and vintage treasures, upcycled and handcrafted items, and local products. You're sure to score big with unique finds. Discover something special and support local. Grand Ave Artifactory proudly supports Wausau East Athletics.
Peyton Ness was the injured East Lumberjack. He walks off the field under his own power. 15-yard mark off for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty will give Lakeland a first down and 10 from the East 33-yard line. Declan McQuaid in the spread. Fake handoff, looking to throw. Fires it towards Redmond on the left-hand side, and Redmond stopped. He stopped down the left-hand side, so the ball ends up flying about 10, 12 yards way over his head, incomplete. So second down and 10 now from the 33 for Lakeland. Thunderbirds have a tough game to wrap up their regular season. They will be hosting Tomahawk next week. And again, based on their record and where they stood in the playoff matrix rankings going into this week, Lakeland will be in the playoffs. But boy, with all the injuries they have had and the struggles coming down the stretch, does not look like a team that is poised for a deep playoff run. Second and 10. Motion to the right. There's the snap. Rolling to the left. McQuaid looking, still looking, still looking. Now he'll pull it down. He'll be hit, and he is brought down as Aiden Kildee knocks him down at the 35-yard line. There is also a flag on the play. Looks like a hold will be called on Lakeland. And they will take the penalty. Instead of taking the 2-yard loss, they'll take the 10-yard mark off. It'll be second down and 20 for Lakeland. Ball is marked to the 43-yard line. Clock is rolled back into play. Boy, it's been a lot of stoppages here in the early part of the fourth quarter, just a minute into the quarter. Back to the line of scrimmage comes Lakeland. Two receivers off to the right, one to the left. Declan McQuaid, the quarterback, has Logan Burroughs to his left. McQuaid takes the snap. It is a handoff to Burroughs. Burroughs bounces it out to the right, but then is wrapped up at the 41-yard line for only a 2-yard gain. Again, a number of red jerseys all over that play. Again, Malcolm McEachin in on the play. Again, Aiden Kildee on the play. And it'll be third down and 18. 20 carries, 63 yards for Logan Burroughs today for the Thunderbirds. Most definitely four down territory now for Lakeland. Clock is moving. 10-10 to go. Fourth quarter, 24-3. Wausau East with the lead. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Running back lines up to the left. Burroughs looking to throw McQuaid. He'll fire it. He's got his man. Little hook and ladder on the right-hand side. Redmond. Redmond to the 30, and he'll be tackled short of the first down. Henry Moss will bring him down, but a hook and ladder to Redmond. Trying to get a little bit of razzle-dazzle in there is Lakeland. It does turn into a 12-yard gain. He'll make a fourth down and about 6 yards to go. So a must situation for Lakeland to keep their slim hopes alive in this one. Taking their time in the huddle for this fourth down play is Lakeland. McQuaid looking at his wristband, gives his teammates the play, now breaking and coming to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the right-hand hash. Two receivers on the short side, one receiver on the long side. Now motion to the right. Handoff, Burroughs trying to find some room. Gets inside the 25. He is close, but I don't think he got there. He is about a yard short of the first down. Marked at the 24, needed the 23. So a turnover on downs, and East will get it back. 9:09 to go in the game, and the Lumberjacks take over offensively. Still leading 24-3. Now chance for East to try to milk some clock. They had a chance the last series, but had a miscue of dropping a potential handoff. So now back to the line of scrimmage comes Wausau East. Two receivers on the left-hand side, pistol formation. There's the snap. Rye, handoff. With it is Seafelt. Seafelt will fall forward close to the 30-yard line, right up the middle. Be a pickup of about 4 yards on the play. Four carries, 16 yards in the game for Cash Ryan Seafelt. But right now for East, it's about being methodical. Use the clock, move the football, move the sticks. Ball in the center of the field. Again in the pistol, Cam Rye starts the count, takes the snap, pitch out to Seafelt, right-hand side, and he is hit. Oh, and he tried the toss. That is not what you want to do. And it's picked up by Lakeland. Seafelt tried to flip it to a lineman as he was hit in the backfield, and I think that not expecting it was the East lineman, and that is, again, not what you want to do in that situation. And it's turned over by East. Ugh. Again, in this situation, you just want to keep control of the football. You don't want to give it away and give off position, and that is exactly what happened. So with 8:26 to go, Lakeland gets another opportunity. Cut into a 24-3 deficit. Been a lot of turnovers in the second half. We saw three turnovers by the Thunderbirds in the third quarter, now a couple of turnovers by the Lumberjacks here in the fourth. Declan McQuaid will have two receivers off to the right-hand side, one to the left. Logan Burrows to his right, motion. Now going back to the right is Redmond. Rolling to the right, looking to throw is McQuaid. Still looking, he's gonna fire towards the end zone, it's underthrown, making the adjustment, making the grab in the end zone. Nice grab by Will Backus, and that's a touchdown for Lakeland. That was a good adjustment where the defender did not see where that ball was going, and Back is able to bring it in. A 23-yard connection, and it's 24-9. Extra point coming up now for the Thunderbirds. First touchdown of the game for Lakeland. Attempting the PAT will be Tyson Redmond. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 24-10, Wausau East with the lead. 8:19 to go in the game. We will have the kickoff coming up in 30 seconds. This is Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Eight minutes and 19 seconds to go in the game. Lakeland still has an outside shot after that turnover and then a quick score, 24-10. East with the lead. East will come out and they will be prepared just in case Lakeland tries an onside kick. They have 10 of the 11 players all within 5 yards of the 50. Ian Stahl, the only deep man, and he's not that deep at about the 25-yard line. So let's see if Lakeland does try the onside kick. It does look like they will. They're all going to have almost everybody right in the middle. There's a kick, and it'll be covered up. And they moved everybody right around the kicker and then kicked it straight forward. And it turned into a very easy play as this covering it up for Wausau East was Anders Bjerke. So East will take over on their own 49-yard line. Again, it was a case where there were 10 of the 11 Thunderbirds all around the kicker. So now for East, it's about just, again, keeping possession, not trying to do anything overly exotic with the football. Just move the football. They've been able to do that for the most part for the last two quarters. Ball on the left-hand hash. Cam Rye in the pistol. Two receivers right, one to the left. There's the snap. Handoff with it is Saul. Big opening 50. 45 to the 40. And another good chunk of yardage on the left-hand side for Ian Stahl. Picks up 11 yards, actually 12 yards, and a first down. That's exactly what you want to do. Just give it to your big back in Ian Stahl. He has 126 yards unofficially on 15 carries. And the Jacks now have it at the Lakeland 40. And just as importantly, keeps the clock moving. Under 8 minutes to go. East, of course, I think will take as much of the play clock as possible. Two receivers on the left-hand side, one to the right. Again, Stahl lined up behind his quarterback, Cam Rye. Rye starts the count, takes the snap, handoff, Ian Stahl. Stahl does a 360 spin, gets beyond the line of scrimmage, and falls to the 38. There was not a lot of room, but it's a complete 360 spin to slide off one tackler for Stahl and get a little bit of positive yardage. So second down, coming up for the Jacks. Second and about 8.5 yards to go. Lumberjacks break the huddle back to the line of scrimmage. Consistent formation here. Pistol with the running back Stahl lined up behind the QB. Cam Rye milking that play clock, takes the snap. Pitch out right-hand side, Ian Stahl trying to get to the right-hand corner, turns it 40, and then flipped head over heels to the 34-yard line. A 5-yard gain by Stahl, who got he went up in the air and then got flipped head over heels. Fortunately, came down not on his head or anything like that. So now third down and 4 for East. Under 6.5 minutes to go. 24-10 lead for Wausau East. I would think 4-down territory here for the Lumberjacks. Need to get 4 yards in the next 2 plays. Try to do it in 1. Rye. Long count at the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Handoff. Stahl. Bounces off one man, but good tackle that time. Boy, if he bounces off, I think he has some room on the right-hand side, but able to grab him down low and bring him down was Bennett Schillinger for Lakeland. A gain of 1 on the play. Now fourth down and 3 yards to go. So the clock continues to tick down. 5:45 to go. Coming to the near sideline is Rye getting the play. And I think perhaps East is going to milk the play clock and then call timeout and get ready for the fourth down play. Just going to let it milk down all the way. Coach is right next to the official on the near sideline. Wait till the last possible moment and then call the first timeout of the second half. Timeout East with 5:22 to go. 24-10, Wausau East back with the fourth down play in 30 seconds. This is Lumberjack Football on 98.9 WXCO.
From industrial coatings to containment systems, Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, proudly based in Wausau, offers customized solutions to fit your exact needs. Whether you're working on new construction or updating an existing space, our experienced team is here to handle all your painting projects with care and quality. Looking for tough, long-lasting floors? Our epoxy and urethane flooring systems are a great fit for garages, machine shops, aircraft hangars, and heavy-duty industrial areas. At Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, we believe in doing the job right and putting our customers first every time. Visit northlandpainting.net to learn more and get in touch with our friendly local team. We'd love to work with you.
Well, right now the East Lumberjacks looking for a first down that perhaps put this one away, because if they don't, then Lakeland gets the football back. Still enough time, down by 2 scores, 24-10. So right now a critical fourth down play for East. They have the football at the Lakeland 33-yard line, fourth down and 3. Miles Mallory is going to line up as a fullback position here for East. Still a pistol. Mallory will line up to the left and slightly in front of the quarterback, Cam Rye. Ian Stahl is the tailback. There's the snap. Pitch out, right-hand side, Stahl. And he will fight for the first down. Reaches forward, I think, just had enough. He was run out of bounds, but he reached the football forward as he got to the 30-yard line. And that will be enough for a first down for East. Smart play by Stahl. He saw where the first down stick was. He knew exactly where he needed to go. And as he got to the near sideline, just reached that ball forward, picks up 4 yards and a first down. 137 yards unofficially on 19 carries for Ian Stahl. 92 yards on 13 carries in the second half. So now the ball on the right-hand hash. First and 10 for East at the 29-yard line. So 5:17 to go in the game. Clock is stopped because out of bounds was Ian Stahl. There's the snap. Handoff. With it is Seafelt. Seafelt right up the middle, bouncing off a tackler, fighting to about the 25-yard line. And some pushing now going on. And some unhappy players, and now flags are thrown. We've seen a little bit of chippiness out there in the second half. And let's see if that's on one team or the other, or whether or not it is coincidental. You saw some of the Lakeland players trying to pull away one of their teammates before he got the flag. But now a huddle with the officials, but the clock stopped with 5:03 to go. Trying to figure out exactly what the deal is right now. Referee will let us know what the call is. It'll be coincidentals. Both Wausau East and Lakeland will get unsportsmanlike conducts. So no harm, no fall in the end. It'll be second down and 7 yards to go. Ball marked at the 26-yard line. So East back to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers on the right-hand side, and now waiting for the official to say we are ready for play. And now we are set to go. Cam Wright back at the line of scrimmage. Long count as, again, he milks the play clock. Just waiting for the snap to come. They got to the line of scrimmage very quickly, so, and then a handoff to the deep man, and breaking through easily will be Lakeland. And Stahl is thrown for a loss, and Lakeland will use their first timeout. So Lakeland will take time with 4:42 to go in the game. That is a loss back to near the 30-yard line. It'll be third down and about 11 here for the Lumberjacks. Actually, we'll mark it the 29. It'll be third down and 10 after a 3-yard loss. So timeout for Lakeland. We'll be back in just a moment. 24-10, Wausau East leads Lakeland. High school football on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Third down and 10 for Wausau East. Ball at the Lakeland 29-yard line with 4:42 to go in the fourth quarter. And East leading 24-10. Chad Holmes from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. There's a handoff, Ian Stahl. He'll get inside the 30 to the 25 and brought down right there. And a second timeout will be called by Lakeland as a fourth down coming up for East. Fourth down and about 6 yards to go. So East looking for a third win of the season. A win would put the Lumberjacks at 3-5 overall. They would be 2-4 in the Great Northern Conference. 4 wins automatically get you into the playoffs. But in recent years, 3 wins for most of the teams get you in. And with the new playoff system, with the weighted victories and the such, this is actually a win that would be very important for East. Also, the game that they beat Medford a couple of weeks ago looks even better after Medford won last night as well. So you want Medford to win. You want the teams that you beat to win. And for Wausau East, they would love to see Lakeland win next week. They would love to see Medford win next week. They would like to see Westby win their games. And there's a team that might make the playoffs as well, but that won't get as much juice because they are a smaller school. So, again, it all gets put into the computer, then it all gets put out, and we'll know who's in the playoffs next Saturday. And it looks like East, with 4:36 to go, is going to try a very long field goal with Gio Gomez. Gomez is going to try a 42-yard field goal here on fourth down. So we're going to see what the range is here for Gio Gomez. Cam Rye is the holder. Here's the kick. Kick is a liner, but that's going to end up pretty short. Did not get all of that. So no good on the field goal attempt. And with 4 minutes and 32 seconds to go, Lakeland will get the football back, trailing 24-10. So again, this one is not over yet. Lakeland has one timeout left, down by two scores. So the Lumberjack D is going to look for a stop and try to put the finishing touches on this one. So Declan McQuaid will take his team back out. They will start at the 20-yard line. Moving the football from one hash to the other. Boy, there's been a lot of slow developing moves here today with the injury timeouts and officials having conversations and coincidental penalties. Been a rather long afternoon, nearly 2.5 hours, and we still have 4:32 to go in the game. So Lakeland back to the line of scrimmage. Declan McQuaid in the spread. Two receivers right, one to the left. McQuaid takes the snap, rolls to the right, looking to throw. He's going to fire it, and it's behind his target. That was Tyson Redmond. It was not a good throw. Bounced to the off the right arm of Redmond. He tried to stop and then turn his body, but that was a very difficult move for Redmond. Incomplete, second down. McQuaid has not been very accurate downfield. Even the touchdown pass on the last series, it was not a really accurate throw, but it was a terrific adjustment made by his receivers. Making the move in the end zone was Will Backus to make it 24-10. So Lakeland back at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. McQuaid in the spread. McQuaid looking to throw. McQuaid will set up the middle screen. Has Burrows, 20. 25 to the 30, has a first down, 35 to the 40, to the 45, and then, oh, they dragged him out of bounds. He'd rather have kept him in bounds. That will stop the clock at the 47-yard line, and there's another injured player on the field back at about the 23-yard line for Wausau East. Boy, we've seen a lot of players down here. A lot of bumps and bruises are going to be dealt with over the next few days, so the clock stops at 4:17 to go. It will be first down for Lakeland after a 27-yard pickup on that screen pass from Declan McQuaid to Logan Burrows. So the injury timeout. We will take another quick timeout as well. 24-10 Wausau East. This is high school football on 98.9 WXCO.
Craving flavor, fun, and a little hometown flair? Welcome to the Mill Yard, Wausau's hottest country bar and grill since 2023. We've been serving up legendary fish fry Fridays, mouth-watering roasted chicken, juicy signature burgers, and can't-miss daily specials. It's more than food, it's an experience. Play darts, hit the jukebox, or catch the game with a cold one in hand. The Mill Yard, where heart, hustle, and hometown hospitality come together. Open daily at 11 a.m. just north of Wausau on County Road W. The Mill Yard. Come join the party.
4 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 24-10. Wausau East leads over Lakeland. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for the Thunderbirds. Back to the line of scrimmage. Declan McQuaid in the spread. McQuaid takes the snap. Looking. Now he's got plenty of time. He double clutches. He throws down the middle. Incomplete. Good protection, but really nowhere to put the ball. Good coverage on the defense on that one was Caden Meverden. It'll be second down and 10. Ball remains at the 47. Again, Wausau East will finish off their season next Friday. It will be a Week 9 homecoming game. Yep, homecoming next week for Wausau East. They will host the Antigo Red Robins. Antigo's had a struggle this year. They are 1-7 overall. They are 0-6 in the Great Northern Conference. So an opportunity for East next Friday if they can hold on to this one to get a fourth win next week. There's the snap. Rolling right again is McQuaid. Still looking. Flag is thrown in the area of holding. Throws it downfield. Intercepted. Picked off by Tayshawn Williams. Williams at the 30-yard line with the interception. There was a flag thrown into the middle of the offensive line. It will be a hold that will be declined, and Wausau East will get the football back. Tayshawn Williams on the far sideline makes the grab, stays in bounds, and East will take over and a chance to try to run out the clock. Another turnover. Boy, turnovers have been the Achilles heel for Lakeland here in the second half. That is their fourth turnover in the second half alone. So first and 10 East from the 30-yard line. Lumberjacks will head to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Pistol formation. Long count by Rye. He'll take the snap. Hand off with it is Stahl. Left-hand side 30. He'll be tackled at the 34-yard line. Four-yard pickup on first down. Not using their final timeout yet will be Lakeland and their coaching staff. And now another injured player. This time Lakeland, one of their players, down on the far side. So an injury timeout with 3:49 to go in the game. I can't remember a game we had more injury timeouts than this one. It has just been continuous here during the course of these four quarters. And these teams have both battled injuries for a number of weeks here during the 2025 campaign. So, with another injury timeout, we'll take a timeout as well. 24-10, Wausau East with the lead. This is Lumberjack Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
The second time today, Tyrone Moore is the injured player for Lakeland, but able to get up and walk to the far sideline under his own power. 3:49 to go in the game. 24-10 is the lead for Wausau East as the Lumberjacks have a second down and 4 yards to go from the 34-yard line in East Territory. Cam Rye starts the count at the line of scrimmage. Lined up behind him is Ian Stahl. Receivers left and right. Then milking the play clock is Cam Rye. There's the snap. Handoff again, Stahl. Stahl does not have much room up the middle. Does get beyond the 35 to about the 36-yard line. So it'll be third down and 4 yards to go. Well, Lakeland came in with a number of injuries. I don't think their situation has been aided any during this day. Under 3 minutes to go. So a must win today for Easton. Looks like that must will occur. Up by 14 with under 3 minutes to go. Miles Mallory will come out to add a big fullback here for Wausau East on this third down play. Rye back in the pistol. Pitch out right hand side, trying to get to the corner of Stahl, and he will do so. 40 has a first down, run out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Using the long side of the field very expertly was East, getting into the speedy Ian Stahl. Able to get 9 yards. The sticks are moved. Clock does stop going out of bounds with 2:32 to go. But The new set of downs makes it worth it for Wausau East. First and 10 from the 45. 24 carries, 153 yards today for Ian Stolp. Also a couple of catches for 9 yards, including a touchdown and a fumble return for a touchdown as well. First and 10 from the 45 for the Jacks. Ball on the right-hand hash. Cam Rye takes the snap. Handoff, this time Seafelt out the middle. Big opening beyond the 50 and brought down at the Lakeland 47-yard line. 8 yards right up the middle for Cash Ryan Seafelt. Seventh carry of the game for 21 yards. One more first down should just about clinch it here for the Jacks. They'd be able to run it out. Second down and two. There will be under 2 minutes to go when the snap of the football occurs next. Well, the clouds have gone away. We have nothing but blue skies here at Tom Field in Wausau. Pistol formation again. Cam Rye takes the snap. Handoff. Right to the sticks. And that will be, I think, enough. Yep, enough for a first down. Trying to see who grabbed that football on the carry for Wausau East. That is number 83, Maliki Burnside. So Burnside with his first carry, able to move the sticks on a 2 yard carry. So now East, they can either hand it off or take a knee, but they're going to be able to run out the clock and earn a very important win here on this Saturday afternoon. Rye back at the line of scrimmage. Hand off again, Burnside. He'll take it up the middle, fall forward to about the 42 for a 3 yard gain as we hit 1 minute to go. Lumberjacks will have to snap it one more time and then officially earn win number 3 on the season. Stick around for the post game. I think we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Tyler Kramer, perhaps a player guest as well. We'll look at the stats, look at the scoring before we wrap it up. Back to the line of scrimmage comes Wausau East. 25 seconds to go. There's the snap, handoff, Burnside, and he'll be tackled at the line of scrimmage on what should be the final play of the game. Yep. No way that Lakeland will use that final timeout, and the Lumberjacks will get the victory today, 24-10 over the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Postgame show is coming up next. This is Wausau East High School Football on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snow plow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Since 1981, Lopno's has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lopno's is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room. A great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lopno's, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
And Chad Holmes again here from Tom Field, where the Wausau East Lumberjacks defeat Lakeland 24-10. Let's look at the numbers of this one for Lakeland. Logan Burrows, 21 carries for 68 yards. Declan McQuaid had 6 carries for 5 yards. Ezra Crisco had 2 carries for 5 yards. And Brady Bigjohn had 1 carry for negative 1 yard. Passing, Declan McQuaid was 19 of 31 for 189 yards, and he threw 3 interceptions. 8 catches for 70 yards for Tyson Redmond. Logan Burrows had 5 catches for 57 yards, 1 catch for 23 yards, and a touchdown for Will Backus. 1 catch, 10 yards as well for Nolan Johnson. Mitch Maleko had 2 catches for 15 yards. Nathaniel DeCora, 1 catch for 13 yards. Brooke Lenz, 1 catch for 1 yard. 77 yards rushing, 189 through the air, 266 yards of total offense today for the Lakeland Thunderbirds. For the Wausau East Lumberjacks, Ian Stahl, 24 carries for 153 yards. 7 carries, 21 yards for Cash Ryan Seafelt. Cam Rye had 3 carries for 23 yards. Caden Meverden had 2 carries for 21 yards. And also for East, Maliki Burnside had 3 carries for 5 yards. Cam Rye was 5 of 11 for 55 yards and a touchdown. 1 catch, 11 yards for Caden Meverden. 1 catch, 31 yards for Henry Moss. 2 catches for 9 yards for Ian Stahl. 1 catch for 4 yards for Reed Bodenheimer. 223 yards on the ground, 55 yards through the air, 278 yards of total offense today for Wausau East. Looking at the scoring, Lakeland got on the board first. A 19-yard field goal made it 3-0 late in the second quarter with just 1:19 to go. Then it was a 4-yard touchdown pass from Cam Rye to Ian Stahl in the final seconds of the second quarter with 9 seconds to go. The extra point was blocked. It was 6-3, the lead for the Lumberjacks. Then a 3-yard touchdown run by Caden Meverden made it 14-3 with 8:09 to go in the third quarter. Wausau Easton got a 35-yard field goal from Gio Gomez, made it 17-3 with 2:30 to go in the third quarter. An 18-yard fumble return for a touchdown for Ian Stahl with 1:06 to go in the third would make it 24-3. Lumberjacks with the lead. And then Lakeland got a 23-yard touchdown pass to Backus with 8:19 to go in the fourth quarter. And that would be the final scoring of the game, made it 24-10. So Wausau East with the victory. They improved to 3-5 overall. They are now 2-4 in the Great Northern Conference. The playoff hopes are still alive that if they get a victory, I think, on Friday of next week for homecoming against Antigo, that the Lumberjacks would be in a good position to earn themselves a playoff berth. I see the coach is working his way upstairs to join us after this one, along with Gio Gomez, the kicker and safety, who had himself a nice afternoon, so we'll have a chance to talk to them before we do wrap things up here on this Saturday afternoon. Again, very solid effort here, especially end of the first half, that drive at the end of the first half, vital, and then to take the first possession as well, score, really turned this one around after Lakeland had the football for quite a bit in the first half of play. And we see coach coming on up, and first of all, look at this game. I thought the last drive of the first half, the first drive of the second half. That's one reason you like to have the football first to start the third quarter. But, boy, the game really turned around with two solid drives right there.
100%. I think that 2 minute and how Cam was so poised the entire time, everybody was on the same exact page. It's the best 2 minute we run all year. And it couldn't be any more perfect to switch the momentum.
It felt like your offense needed a little time to get into the rhythm of the game. But once it did, once you saw Stahl start to really run the football well, you saw Cam really start, I think, get more comfortable. It just felt like early in the game, you could not get a rhythm offensively, but once you did, things really started to flow really nicely.
Yeah, but it was just a small thing here or there early to adjust, whether it was a fumble or just not understanding the blocking or whatever we had going on. It just took a little bit to get going, and once we did, it looked pretty good.
And defensively forcing the turnovers, 3 forced turnovers in the third quarter, that was, I thought, a big key.
100%, and those are huge momentum changers. We talked about it right out of half. We were like, we need a turnover early, and getting those key ones, especially one for a touchdown, you can't ask for any better.
One for one, you know, I would call it the must-win situation. How do you feel your guys came out here today to keep that carrot out there of that postseason berth?
I think they just responded exactly how we expected them to respond. And we had an awesome week of practice. I couldn't ask for any better, and we got out with the W today.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Chad.
We'll talk to Gio Gomez, the Wausau East safety and kicker. Number one, congratulations, Gio.
Thank you.
I mean, doing it in multiple ways. The defensive play. Let's talk about that. The pick. Yeah. I mean, it was an underthrown ball. Boy, that must have felt almost too easy.
Yeah, it did, honestly. Well, I was just staying in my zone. They kept running that same play, and then I kind of just read it, got the pick, and then like my coach Kong always says, you know, if you get the pick, keep running, put our offense in a good position. I didn't quite score for us like I wanted to, but I think I put our offense in a good position to score there.
Only about 50 yards, so not too bad still.
Not bad.
Talk a little bit about the idea of, you know, so many teams, the kicker is the kicker.
Yeah.
But you're out there playing on the defensive side, making big things happen there. Yeah. How big is that for you as being part of this team to be able to be more than a kicker?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. So last year I only kicked. I didn't play any defense. Yeah. And this year I was really excited to get out there on the field. I knew I had something to bring to the team, and I just like playing and being competitive. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring a good positive attitude to the defensive side of the ball this year.
And kicking. I'm talk about the kicking aspect. You tried the 42-yarder. It didn't look like you got all that one.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Do you have the leg to get a 42-yarder?
Definitely, yeah. It was just slightly high on the snap, and then I kind of came off the foot wrong, but I make those in my sleeves. So it's
but the 35-yarder was a big play in the game because I think that you needed that one. It was right down the middle, it looked like, from here.
Definitely,
But that one looked like it felt really good.
Yeah, that one was smooth, good snap, good hold. And then good kick, obviously.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Ian Stahl, another 100-yard-plus effort here for you, Ian. But let's talk about the defensive touchdown, because I imagine that was because I remember talking to you a few weeks ago that you wanted to play more defense while you got out there, and you were the beneficiary of a terrific play. Could you maybe describe what happened on that play?
So they just kept running that same screen pass to that number 7 wide receiver, and I told my linebacker, Tayshawn, that I was going to drop down all the way if they did that one more time. I dropped down, and that quarterback saw me right there. And then I think my teammate Malcolm came and tipped the ball, and it just fell right into my arms, and I took it back for a touchdown. So shout out to my defensive teammates.
Was that as easy a score as you've had?
Yeah.
What you had, it was such an easy one.
It's very easy.
Running the football, kind of like last week, and often I think it takes maybe a little bit of a rhythm to get going with you, your lineman, everybody else. But boy, in the second half of the last few weeks, you've been just outstanding. As the game goes, do you just feel more comfortable, stronger, as maybe the defense starts to wear down a little bit?
Yeah, I feel way more confident because me and my O-line are clicking on the same page and just pushing that run forward and forward, getting as much yards as we can.
And the pass reception, because that was a critical play in the game. You're down 3-0. You get down to the 4-yard line. It's a situation where if you get tackled in the field of play, the clock probably runs out. You took it at about the 4-3-yard line. It was not easy to get in. Your thought going there, because you made that dive at the end to break the plane. You knew at that point that if you get tackled in the field of play, the half comes to an end, right?
Yeah, I just knew I had to get in that end zone and get the momentum on our side for going into the half. And shout out to Cam for putting it in my arms and letting me make a play on the ball.
And finally, it's a big week coming up. I mean, it's homecoming week, but you still have that carrot out there to make the playoffs. I mean, today you guys knew it was a must-win, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a must-win, and I think that intensity is going to get us to push through and be in a go.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Thank you, Gio, and thank you, Ian. Our player guest after the game, as the Wausau East Lumberjacks today defeat the Lakeland Thunderbirds by a score of 24-10. Well, that's going to wrap things up on just a picture-perfect Saturday afternoon in North Central Wisconsin. It does not get much better than this. And glad if you are out and about, you've taken us with you on the radio. And thanks to you who all tuned in, whether online or on the radio here today. So we're going to wrap things up here today. Again, the Wausau East Lumberjacks earned their third win of the season, defeating the Lakeland Thunderbirds by a score of 24-10. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau East High School football here on 98.9 WXCO. And thanks to you for joining us. I'm Chad Holmes, live from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. This has been Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East football has been brought to you by Grand Ave Art Factory, Wisconsin Valley Plague Football, Sun Printing, Lopno Sports Bar, Compass Properties, The Mill Yard, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, sponsor of the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, and Northland Painting. Thanks for joining us for Wausau East High School football on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO.
Minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, at the top of the hour, ABC, CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a check of weather, and then our great sports reporter Mike Clemens is in with a sports report, followed by another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show and Pete Schwabe and Nightlight across most of these stations. Now, on some of our stations, namely WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward, those stations will be carrying the Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field this afternoon. You could hear that over the air, as they say, terrestrial radio on those stations. On the stream, we can't stream the game because of Major League Baseball owning those rights. So on the stream, you'll hear the Maggie Dawn Show at 4 o'clock. But over the air of those stations I mentioned, you will hear the Brewers game. Go Crew! Hopefully they can wrap it up this afternoon against the Cubs down there in Chicago. Right now we're talking to Lar Kong Zhang from Eau Claire. He is the board president of the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association, talking about the Hmong New Year coming up this weekend in the, Sonatag? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Sonatag. Right.
Sonatag Event Center in Eau Claire. It's going to be going on both Saturday and Sunday, 7 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. It is open to everyone. Admission is $8 at the door. Kids 10 and under, as well as seniors 65 and older, are free. So it's a great chance to get out and learn about the Hmong community, have some great food, enjoy some great music, and have a great time. I mentioned my sister earlier. She lives up there in Eau Claire along with my brother-in-law and nieces. And Heather checking in on Facebook saying, the Hmong New Year is a fantastic celebration. I have attended in the past. I love when students wear their traditional clothing to school to celebrate. She is a teacher in the Eau Claire School District. Now, she teaches at Memorial, but she also has taught at North. So she's also she's not too entrenched in one of them.
Not too entrenched in the crosstown rivalry.
Right. Because you're a North graduate, is that right?
Definitely. All right. I'm a North graduate. So.
All right. Well, she's taught at both. anything else we need to know about the Hmong New Year Lar up there in Eau Claire this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the parking, it might be a little congested, but just be patient. We have busing from the Carson Park parking lot to back and forth from the Sonotag as well. And just come in. It might be a little shell shock. If it's going to be busy, you're going to see a huge stage, a huge stadium, like benches and a ton of people walking around to the food courts and everything. But if you have any questions, just ask around. Don't be shy. It's open for everyone. It's something unique. If you have never been to one, it's something unique where this year we have close to 41 dance teams that are competing for a competition of Hmong dance, traditional Hmong dances. If you haven't seen their attire and their dance routine, my goodness, last year I just wanted to give all the dancers some kind of prize, but we only have first, second, third, but the intensity and everything is just awesome there.
What you said earlier, I want to pick up on, and the little bit that again, through my former work in politics, my former boss toured the Hmong Center in Eau Claire, I just find the community and the people so welcoming and so friendly. And I think for those, you know, plain old white dudes or gals that grew up in Wisconsin, you mentioned earlier it was intimidating sometimes for you being a minority. I would say sometimes for people that grew up in not familiar. Maybe people out there listening are like, well, I don't know, I'd feel weird if I went. And that's not the case at all. You want people to come because the more we understand each other's culture, I think the better we get along.
Definitely. You know, like I said, that's how I do things too. Like if I go to like Oktoberfest, something where I'm not traditionally accustomed to, but I'm going to go out of my norm just to go out and check it out and see it through to kind of learn about different cultures in our community. Same thing. We are more than welcoming. And what better way to welcome anyone to come join us about, we're going to be talking about our food, right?
Right.
What better way than food? So
food is the international ambassador, right?
Definitely. So come and try our food. Try our Nava drinks. Try our papaya. Try our Hmong sausages. There might be some stuff that it's a little bit acquired taste, but when it comes to like Hmong sausages, sticky rice, pork belly, we're going to have a ton of variety of foods here. So come on through. Don't be afraid to ask. We want to invite everyone to come and check it out and just try something new, a new experience and kind of like the, wow, how come I haven't been here before?
Right. Zomers has the on the Chiron there scrolling across the bottom of the screen for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. For those that are listening over the air, if you want more information, just to get on the old Google or put in the old www, and it's Eau Claire Hmong, spelled Hmong, newyear.com. Eau Claire Hmong newyear.com. And you can find out more information there. Laura, anything that we have not asked you yet, you want to make sure people know either about the association or about the event?
No, like I said, just come through and come support our community here. It might be a little bit overwhelmed, but at the end of the day, I think we're more than welcoming and want everyone to come see our culture, our rich culture, and what we have to offer for the community. And I know it's going to be a nice weekend this weekend. Yeah. You can go to the pumpkin patch, come back, and then come grab a few drink, a boba tea or a Nava drink over at the New Year and grab some food. And come check it out too as well.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Lar Kong Zhang, board president of the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association in Eau Claire. Thanks for taking the time. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great, and we'd love to have you back another time.
Thanks a lot, Todd and Aaron, for having me on too as well. We appreciate everything that you guys do for our community. Oh,
thank you so much. Have a great day up there and a great event this weekend. All right.
That's all for this week's Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. As always, if you want to hear the rest of the week's shows, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And as Todd always says, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you on Monday.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio,
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. There is joy in Israel on day two of that ceasefire with Hamas. Mideast Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump advisor Jared Kushner spoke to a massive crowd.
Let's learn from the challenges and the pain of the last few years, and let's do our best to make Israel, to make the region, to make the world as peaceful, to build bridges of understanding, to eliminate hatred in ourselves, hatred for others.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice sat down with CBS's Nora O'Donnell to discuss next steps for President Trump's Gaza peace plan.
The one piece that I'm most concerned about is how do you get from a kind of transitional authority of some kind, a truly representative Palestinian authority.
All this as tens of thousands of Palestinians are returning to their neighborhoods in Gaza.